Friends, I'm taking this devotional today from an illustration that was given by Corrie ten Boom. I'm not sure if you've ever read any of her books, Tramp After God or The Hiding Place, or some of those great books that Corrie ten Boom put out during her life and witness and ministry. But in this little devotional application, she was speaking about a glove. She had a little glove in her hand. And she rightly said that in and of itself, this glove is pretty much worthless. It can't really do anything. It's got no power of its own. It's got no movement. It can't fulfill any tasks. It can do very, very little. And yet, whenever you put your hand inside the glove, it might appear that the glove is capable of very, very much. And of course, the illustration is very, very simple. In John chapter 15 and verse number 5, the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Without me, ye can do nothing." The disciples, the early church, had absolutely no power or authority of their own. And yet the Son of God promised them that if they tarried in Jerusalem, they would be endued with power from on high. "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And whenever the Spirit of God came upon the early church and they were filled with the Spirit of God, all of a sudden they were able to do things through the power of the Holy Spirit that they were not able to do in and of themselves. Of course, it's not the glove that is actually doing anything. It's the hand inside the glove. It's that which fills the glove that gives the impression that the glove is doing something. But really, it's the hand, it's the influence that is on the inside that is filling the glove. And so it is with the New Testament church, and so it is with the individual believer. Left to ourselves, we're lifeless. Left to ourselves, we're inactive. Left to ourselves, we're dead. Left to ourselves, we've got no strength or no power of our own. But whenever a person becomes a Christian, especially whenever a person who is a Christian yields themselves to the Spirit of God, and as it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." The power of God, the life of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God's Word, all of the influences that God gives us are able to make us useful in and through the hand and the power of God. You're maybe there and you're thinking, "I couldn't live the Christian life." And in and of yourself, of course you couldn't. But the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." And whenever I was a young Christian, I thought I could never witness, I could never give a word of testimony, I could never pray publicly in a prayer meeting, I could never offer somebody a gospel tract, I could never be a witness in the workplace, I could never stand up for Jesus Christ, I could never do anything for God. And of course, left to myself, I couldn't. Just maybe even more worthless and useless than this glove whenever I'm left to myself. Without him, we can do absolutely nothing. But give your life into the hand of God. Let the Spirit of God fill you. Let the hand of God influence you. The prophet Ezekiel said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out into the midst of a valley that was full of bones, and lo, the valley was very dry." It was the hand of God in the life of the prophet Ezekiel that led him, filled him, anointed him, and enabled him to preach and enabled him to pray. And without the Spirit of God, without the power of God, without the Word of God, without the grace of God, without the Son of God dwelling us and infilling us and empowering us, we're just like an old glove. We can do absolutely nothing, but we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. May God bless these few thoughts to us. And again, courtesy and kudos to Corrie ten Boom. It was her illustration, but I just thought it was a good one, and I thought we'd share it with you today. So friends, have a good day. God bless you, and thanks for joining us.